Jenny Norgaard on the phone with us this morning. And Jenny, great to have you on. You've got a number of businesses which to thank, community members as well. Big Tioga After Prom event recently took place, and it wouldn't have been possible with some of the fine folks that you're going to share details on this morning. How's it going so far? Having a good day?
Great. Great. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. You're the proud owner of the Tioga Red Moose Coffee House. Great place to get a great beverage and much more. And, of course, you're part of the committee that put on a big after-prom party. That was a success. And I'll just hand the microphone over to you, and you can share some details on that.
Great. Thank you. Prom was April 17th, and we had a great committee put together after-prom party. A safe and fun event for the kids to go to after the dance. So after the dance ended at midnight, we both buses went to the Ark in Williston and stayed there all night, home by about 5 a.m. Our prom committee this year was Brenda Carr, Shanna Iverson, Becky Longy, Alicia Nelson, and myself. And we did a lot of great planning and fundraising. But as you mentioned, we could not have done it without this awesome community. The community was so generous. They're always supportive of our kids. And so the donations funded food at the Ark, renting the Ark, and prizes for each participant. Yeah, it really went great. And we want to thank everyone for donating money and prizes to help make this a successful event. I'm going to do a special shout out to the RIG for going way above and beyond with their financial support this year. It was really awesome. I know Debbie up there had a few special juniors that she was wanting to treat this year, and she went way above and beyond for us. So, yes, we have 37 businesses who met the limit of giving $100 or more in cash or prizes, and so we would like to thank them on the radio. Is it okay if I list them, Jim?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. It's a wonderful 37. That's overwhelming. That's just absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, it's just amazing. What a generous community.
Yep, okay, let's hear who these great folks are. Yep, go ahead.
Yep, the Bank of Tioga, the City of Tioga, D&L Paraffin, Dragonfly Floral, Farmers Union Insurance, Fulkerson Funeral Home, Horab Transport, Dion and Shanna Iverson, Jace and Kylie Iverson, Jason and Alexis Keller, KSI, Microtel, Mole Well Service, MX Services, N Energy LLC, NCC, Nested Consulting Services, Oceon Boutique, Patriot Oilfield Services, Pinnacle, Poor Decisions, Ray Farmers Union Elevator, Red Moose Coffee House, Rig Lounge, Roustabout, Rocks Resources, Sheldon Welding, Tioga EDC, Tioga Machine Shop, Tioga Motel, Tioga Tribune, TMC Employees, Top Gun Car Wash, Tradewind Ranch and Scoria, Tradewind RV Park, the Williston Basin Area Petroleum Institute, and Walla Oilfield Services. So again, a thank you to all those awesome establishments and community members.
Yes, well done. Congratulations. It gets harder to beat, the past years that you do here, because, I mean, every year it just seems like it gets bigger and better. You're doing a fantastic job. You got a great committee there. And hats off to everything that you folks do for the Tioga After Prom event. It's always a fun event for the folks that go to the prom, and I'm sure it makes a lot of the parents proud, too, to see that their kids are having a good time and a safe one at that as well. So you guys always plan something that's going to be fun, yet it's going to be safe for everyone involved. So hats off to you there.
Thank you. It's been a great tradition in our town.
Anything else to add about the Tioga After Prom? Or are we pretty much?
I don't think so. They look like they had a great time. They were playing basketball, racquetball, swimming in the pool, hanging out. It seems to be a great success.
It's always a good time to also stop in at the Red Moose Coffee House, and I know you always have some wonderful beverages waiting. We all have our favorites. It's always great to get those, and very comforting, relaxing environment in which you have there. Anything going on that we should be aware of for your Red Moose Coffee Hoose this week or next week or this month?
Well, I've ordered a whole bunch of new sweatshirts. It seems like our inventory is always dwindled fast, so by the end of this week, we should be well-stocked with sweatshirts, T-shirts, and hats for the summer. I'm looking forward to putting up a board again that seniors can pin their graduation announcements to. Nice. They bring in their graduation announcement. They'll get a free drink. You can pin it up on that board, and then the community members can peruse all the graduating seniors while they're waiting in line or waiting for their drink.
Wow, good way to do it. And I want to, you know, tip my hat to you guys as well. You do a fantastic job as area supporters of KTGO High School Sports. Wouldn't be possible without your support. I mean, you support us in volleyball, football, basketball, softball, and baseball. So you're with us the entire, nine-month season, and we truly appreciate that. And are you doing any artwork consignments or any displays of art from area artists in the Red Moose
Coffee? We have a good group of consigners been here for a long time. We just add a couple more. So there's always something new to see if you pop in.
Yeah, I might say that Mother's Day is coming up very, very soon on May 9th, and that's a Sunday. Great item for Mother's Day would be a nice little gift certificate to your Red Moose Coffee Hoose. I don't know anybody that wouldn't like to get some apparel from your nice shop there, or maybe a certificate for a nice beverage of choice, and you folks have so many to offer. Make a nice Mother's Day gift for sure.
Thank you. Great idea.
So thanks for being on the program this morning. And again, thank you for sharing the great details on all those wonderful community members and businesses that have made yet another Tioga After Prom event a success. Wouldn't be able to do it without
thank
the support
so
of all the community.
Thank you to KTGO for always allowing us to
believe me, it's my pleasure.
Keep the community in touch. Yeah, thank you so much, Jim.
Yeah, we're all blessed here. Truly appreciate it. Thank you so much, Jenny. Have a good one.